this kind of wording in the blog, though, when you're going to like name check Envoys did this, please make sure we actually did this.
Is content gated around Red Stars really a thing coming to Marvel Strike Force? Will the Pegasus team be the tech raid solution we're all hoping for? Or is this another massive bust? And with a new 1 hour blitz cooldown coming, is it going to be possible to max out the Mockingbird event? We're talking about all these things and more in this edition of your Marvel Strike Force weekly news update. This week, I am joined by my brother from parts unknown, Mr. Hargrave. And if you're ready for it, brother Hargrave, let him know what to do.
Let's go smash it.
Oh, yeah. And I hope you're ready to smash it as well. Welcome back to the Valley Flying channel. I'm Valley Flying. I hope you're having a great week. And in this video, we're covering everything that has happened, including update 7.4 in Marvel Strike Force. And if this is your first time here, hit that subscribe button for more great Marvel Strike Force content. At least 5 Marvel Strike Force videos per week on this channel. Usually there's a lot more. We got news videos, question answer videos, gameplay videos, reveal videos, everything to help you in Marvel Strike Force. And this week I am joined by my brother, Mr. Hargrave. How are you, Mr. Hargrave? How are you enjoying update 7.4 so far?
It's okay. It's not horrible. I'm excited about the Blitz stuff.
The 1 hour Blitz?
Yeah, because that's something I worked for a very long time to get the change, that kind of change to happen. So having that be here is really exciting. I'm really looking forward to what people have to say about it. If you go over to my channel, I actually have a poll right now. Just let me know whether you liked it or didn't, and then I want to pass that along to the developers.
Yeah, I do think it's a good thing, and I know there's some people complaining that, hey, I wanted 2 hours. You know what? You could still set your timers for 2 hours if you want to in this 1 hour blitz. You don't have to set it for 1 hour. So this, I think, is the best of both worlds. And there's still that 8 hour cap on it. So yes, it's not like you're going to be able to do like 24 hour or 20 blitzes and competing with bots and things like that. But overall, update 7.4, I think, is pretty good. Not too many bugs. There is one that I want to talk about a little bit later, but I guess the big thing that we have going on right now is the new Pegasus team, the new tech raid team. What is your hype level for this new tech raid team?
Mid? I have a mid-level excitement. I know some people are like, all right, super.
Are you guys just smashing your raids? You don't even need this team because you guys are smashing your raids every day, or is this going to be a help for you guys where you guys are at in the raids? I mean,
it's more.
You guys are at 1.6, right?
We're at 1.6. So what it means is I have to do like a heavy. What it looks like is I have to do a very heavy investment in this team very quickly, and then all it's going to do is add another 30 minutes of raid time onto my life every single day for the rest of my life.
Adding time. Oh
yeah, because now I don't play the nodes right now. I just don't do the technique, and I use all my raid energy, so I'm not losing raid energy. So what I'm going to have to start doing is playing through those tech nodes. And with the way the team looks, it looks like I will actually have to manually play the nodes still. I don't think it's good enough, at least on paper, to sim through the 1.6.
Oh, so let me ask you about your thoughts on this team. Not any of the play testing that you may or may not have done, but what are your thoughts on this team and what you see on paper? Do you think that you're not going to be able to sim the raids that are coming up? Because you mentioned having to play this manually. I mean, the Bifrost team, very easy team to sim with. Deathseed, very easy team to sim with. On paper, I'm thinking these guys look pretty good. Are you getting a different impression from this team?
On paper, they do a lot of immunity. But without Safeguard, that immunity isn't going to stick around. So that's my issue with it. And they shouldn't have Safeguard like outside of raids. But I think there's a push right now, and I wouldn't be surprised if this actually happens, if they get some Safeguard mechanic inside raids. Okay. That would help make the team a lot better, especially for what we're dealing with on this incursion. Now, when they make incursion raid 2, they might fix, because the problem is when they nerfed Bionic Avengers, they also kind of nerfed this team. But by not allowing it to have defense up, I believe that's the problem that it's facing.
Is that one of the modifiers in the raids for the tech section?
It like removes defense up. So if that Safeguard was there, they'd be able to keep it.
I see. So that seems like something pretty major. And I guess that's a good thing that they said these kits aren't final. So that's hopefully something they can add before this team gets fully released, because we're not even on this team yet. We are on the new Avengers right now. But what do you think of the use of this new tech raid team outside of the raids? Bifrost is pretty annoying in room two in Cosmic Crucible, but outside of that, I don't think they have too much use in the game. Are you thinking this team is going to get that same feeling? Very difficult to use outside of raids, maybe in war, maybe in Cosmic Crucible, but outside of that, not too much use. Are you seeing any use for this team, or are they going to... Actually, let me ask that question again. So for this team, I want to talk about their use outside of the raids. We got some teams with some pretty good uses outside of the raid. Deathseed works very well outside the raids. Bifrost in room two of Cosmic Crucible, even though that is season two and the rooms might change in the future. And then we got other teams like the Invaders that aren't very good outside of the raids. Where do you think this Pegasus team is going to fall on that spectrum? More along the lines of Deathseed or more closer to the Invaders based on what you've seen in their kits and not any of the playtesting that you may or may not have done?
Yeah, I think that this team is going to be closer to Invaders than it is with Bifrost, which is disappointing. I really like how good... And I don't know, I think Deathseed is really holding up the best out of any of them. And then right below that, you have like Rebirth, which does okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's lacking. I think what people want is for this team to be able to beat Bifrost and Cosmic Crucible in the raid room.
Yeah, and based on what you're saying, just on paper, do you think that is going to be a possibility?
I don't think so. And I mean, there are some issues with it being able to do that. But I think that's what people want. They expect, you know, this is the new raid team. It should be the best raid team. So it should be the other raid team. Like that
should
be. That's just what would be logical, you know, for me to think. But, you know, we'll have to see if that happens.
We will. Now, there is a event coming up, a showcase event. We've had these for some of these previous raid teams. The Bifrost had one. The Invaders had one. The Rebirth had one. What are you expecting in terms of rewards for this event? Something similar to what we've gotten before? A lot of great... gear 18 pieces, ISO 85, or something maybe better because we're further along in the lifespan of this game.
I hope something better because the last time they ran showcases, rewards were not updated from the previous time. So there was
I didn't notice that.
There was no reason to really push for them because they were giving out like a lot of isotope 4 instead of 5.
I need a lot of that stuff. I think I still pushed for it last time because I didn't have Big Boy Apocalypse. I still needed ISO 85. Now, I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully we get a lot of rewards and the updated rewards, including some Gear 18 pieces. Cross my fingers. Let me know what you think is going to happen in the comments, though. I do want to talk about a rework to Kestrel because she is in the game right now. She did get a stat boost. She is helping me in the tech section of the raids right now. Also a lot better in Cosmic Crucible. What do you think of this rework to Kestrel?
Any kind of, you know, boost to Kestrel is good. She's already a great character. This really surprised me. I thought we were done with Kestrel in the meta, but she's back. So that's really cool to have Kestrel still be a viable character. I really wish I would have brought her into Dark Dimension 6. Mm. I missed my chance to do that. I put out a video about my mistake. I really kind of missed the boat on this. And now I'm kind of, there are not a lot of good tech characters. So it's really cool to have one of the new meta tech characters be a character that we already have, you know, 7 stars on.
Yeah, she's already a kind of a newer character. So her stats were already pretty good. Now she just gets a boost. Health 32%, damage 28%, armor 23%, focus 22%, and resist 31%. So she is helping me in a bunch of game modes. I'm glad that they brought her back to the relevance. I like it. All right, and we got another member of the new Avengers coming in this update, Tigra. She is in the game right now. We also have her as the October month-long milestone event. What are your thoughts on this new Avengers team? What is your hype level for them? And how big are you building this team for the next legendary character that is yet to be announced?
As the ambassador for Halloween, I'm not very happy at all about having her be the monthly character. I feel like we really missed the boat there.
Who do you think it should have been? Zim? Maybe the new zombie juggernaut? Who do you think would have been a better character than Tigra?
Yeah, zombie Iron Man, Ghost Rider Robbie Reyes hitting now instead of earlier. I feel like that was a very good Halloween character that we just kind of dumped in September. So I feel like the way they organize this isn't as good. I'm not getting those Halloween vibes that I want to get at this time of year with I guess she's dressed up as a cat.
I think that's a real skin, right?
But it's a Halloween costume. If you dressed up as Tigra, I don't know. It's not making me happy. And I know New Avengers isn't making people happy either. As far as building, I have no hype level, but I am building them. So I think that's the problem that people are having. Like, we're all kind of just reluctantly like, I guess it's all in on New Avengers.
How are you doing on this Meet the New Recruits event? Because I figure I'm going to build them up anyway. I can't remember who said it. It's either you or Dorky. It's like, hey, you got to build these guys up anyway for the legendary. Might as well build them now, get some gold back. So I'm starting to build these slowly. How are you doing on this Meet the New Recruits event for these new Avengers? Because I want the gold. I know I'm going to build these guys up, but there's other priorities I have right now.
Yeah, I took some time. I put some levels on Coulson and Thing while I had a moment before Ronan, who I'm working on now. So I am building Ronan right now. I think Ronan is an excellent Dark Dimension 6 choice. All things aside, Ronan is great for Dark Dimension 6 because of the gear.
Really?
His skill and his city. So are you
saying he's great because he's cheap, or he actually gives you some value in Dark Dimension and you're planning to use him after? Or is it just because he's skill and he's cheap? Because Star-Lord Annihilation, you brought him in. I've not heard very good things about people that brought him in, but he's cheap. So is Ronan more because of the cheap, or you actually have some value for him?
It's all about the economy, because he's skill-based. Good skill characters. And I actually thought Star-Lord Annihilation's a great tier 18. He's super.
I don't have any first-second experience, so this is just what I'm hearing, so I don't know.
My mistake, if I just want to spoil my video, it's Korg. Korg was a horrible mistake.
Oh.
He's not doing anything. But no, Star-Lord Annihilation, he kind of slapped.
Okay.
He's a fun character. And I think Ronan will be that way as well. Of them, I think people maybe they have the isotope 8 selection wrong on Star-Lord Annihilation. If you don't have him set up as a striker, you might not be as happy, because he can add his own vulnerables and assist himself, which makes him really, really fun.
I might go look into that.
For this milestone here, I'm gonna get those dark promo credits right there, just a little bit.
Milestone seven,
that's the one you can get. Anything else is pay to win.
Okay, all right, that's still some pretty good gold.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at it, it's just like half a level or something for one of our characters. I love that. That is awesome.
So it's extra stuff for doing something that, most players, if you're end game, if you've done all your other homework, is how I like to kind of say it. Like, if you have all your other teams built, then it's fine. Build new Avengers. They're going to be used for the upcoming Scourge. I don't know. We haven't had any firsthand experience with it.
Well, just based on their previous things, the primary team is always a newer team, and they add some other teams that you can bring some characters, but don't really add a lot of value. So yeah, this is going to be the major team.
We don't know who the other team is going to be, but the other team is being kind of thought of as a burner team.
Okay.
I think that's safe.
I don't know. So if you know something, you're revealing it to me as well.
I'm confused. I'm confused about when the interview happened and what was said and when I'm able to say
it. Goodness.
But I'm going to say it kind of strongly that this is going to be the primary team. And that, I think that I'm going to die on that hill.
I think you're right. Or just based on their past performance. And I think you're right. New Undying team member, Zombie Juggernaut. Happy Halloween, Mr. Heartgrave. Do you think that this means that Zombie Iron Man is finally becoming farmable?
No.
No, I liked our theory that we had a few weeks ago. Like, oh, we're getting a new Halloween character for October. We'll get Zombie Juggernaut here. Zombie Iron Man was going to be farmable. And then next year is when Zombie Juggernaut is going to become farmable. We'll get another Halloween costume. So we'll get a full Undying team about three more years here.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll tell you this. They're really proud of Zombie Iron Man and how well he works at low stars. So I don't think they're motivated to give you more stars on him.
I like him working well at low stars.
That's the feeling I've already got. I've pushed back on this many times. I think everybody's pushed back in the program, in the Envoy program. I've been like, Zombie Iron Man, can we make him farmable? We only got 3 stars on him. What's going on? And they're always like, well, once he gets to be 7 stars, he's kind of a game-breaking character, so we don't really ever want to give you stars for him ever. And that's really crappy. Just as a completionist kind of guy,
Or even for brand new players that don't even have him unlocked, there was no way to get him in an event. There's no way to buy this character. So even huge Krakens that stop playing after this have no access to Zombie Iron Man, which is weird. So
yeah, make him the month long. I mean, right here, you got it sitting right there.
October month long. Yeah, that'd be perfect for that.
Zombie Iron Man, man. Because I'm telling you right now, if I picked up this game today as a new player and if I knew about Zombie Iron Man and his situation where I couldn't unlock him at all, even for money, I'd just be like, no, I'm not playing this game. This game's weird and I don't want to play it because I like Zombie Iron Man.
Well, what do you think is different about this guy, Zombie Juggernaut? Do you think he's going to get that same treatment? He doesn't look as strong on paper. No. Based on none of the playtesting that you may have may not have done with this character, what are your thoughts on Zombie Juggernaut? What kind of role do you think he'll fill? What kind of teams do you think they'll be able to beat with a full Undying that they're not already able to beat?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the team on paper, I mean, Zombie Iron Man is really, really good. And Zombie Iron Man and Hela work really, really good. So any kind of extra power you can give to that duo is good and is going to make it, you know, be viable on all kinds of, you know, war meta. But Zombie Juggernaut on his own is extremely lackluster, especially outside of war. Outside of war, this character does nothing. And Zombie Iron Man himself outside of war does almost nothing. But
he's good in Crucible. He's good in Crucible.
He's like kind of good. Like, I can kind of almost believe that he's helping me in Cosmic Crucible, but I can't even pretend with Zombie Juggernaut on paper.
I'll say Zombie Iron Man does help me, but I could also replace him with another character and get results in Cosmic Crucible. I think Zombie Iron Man is a fun character. I think Zombie Juggernaut's a fun character. I don't think you're missing out on too much if you don't have these characters. No. They're very fun in War, very fun in Crucible, but you're not missing out on huge content if you don't have this character. And I think this is going to be the same way for Zombie Juggernaut.
Well, the problem is the speed. So you need, and in War, this is fixed. In War, a Zombie Iron Man goes, and then Hela goes.
Yeah.
But if they don't go in the right order outside of War, Hela goes.
You're spreading nothing with Hela.
You spread nothing. So they actually had this fixed in previous seasons of Cosmic Crucible. They had that
bonus for Hela or negative for Hela. Something. It made Iron Man go before Hela.
But it made the duo better because now Zombie Iron Man would. I think this was unintentional even, but I was loving it because then you can spread the ability blocks like you would be able to
in war. That make them too powerful? Because they're already pretty good in war. They take out pretty much all the non-meta teams in war right now. So will that make them too powerful if they do that?
A character this expensive and exclusive should be incredibly powerful in all game modes is my thinking. If it's
How expensive do you think this guy is going to be? You said expensive. How expensive is this guy going to be? Hundreds of dollars for a star? What are you thinking for this character?
Well, Zombie Iron Man was so expensive that I wanted to buy Zombie Iron Man. And I've got a budget for this stuff. I didn't buy Zombie Iron Man. It was too expensive. He was just, his price point was way through the roof. It was like $100 for like one star, right? It was crazy.
I don't think I spent any money on him. I don't have any stars on him. I don't have any gear on him. I did put all the T4s, but I don't have a lot of, I don't spend on this character at all.
Here's the problem. You don't have red stars. The red stars are what's expensive on.
I'm not buying that at all. I'm not buying that for this character. This is a luxury character.
That's expensive because that's what really makes Zombie Iron Man amazing is having like a bunch of red stars on him, which I wouldn't know. I have one. I finally broke down and bought one.
Yeah, I think it's good that he dies a lot. Same thing with Zombie Juggernaut. His revive is a little different. He needs those charges for him to be revived. So he's not going to be an automatic revive. I mean, he could die and not be coming back to life if he doesn't have those charges on him.
He has a really bad revive mechanic right now. And hopefully they change that because I don't even understand it. He basically revives once and that's it.
Unless you get a lot of charges for some way. I don't know. I haven't tested this. On paper, it doesn't look very exciting. It doesn't look very strong.
Yeah.
But looks like a little fun luxury character that'll make one game mode more fun, and that's about it. All right, let's move on to another war team, the Black Order, Thanos Black Order. They teased a rework coming to Thanos. In one of the Strike Times episodes, they said Thanos is going to be empowered with only one Black Order member, and they should be very good in war. In a previous Envoy call, they compared the rework to similar power levels to where the Infinity Watch is right now. What is your hype level for this Black Order rework? Are you planning to use them in war? Do you think they're going to make any difference with the 12 or 14 attacks that we have right now? Are they going to fit into that mix?
I mean, I think they will. I'm using a lot of crappy teams right now because I've skipped building some of the more meta war teams that we had there for a moment, like Underworld and A-Force. I just missed a couple of those. So having Black Order be something that I already have built, it's still a pretty high level to be able to bring that in as a rebuffed and hopefully able to beat like Gamma. I think at the very least, the new Black Order buff should be able to beat Gamma.
That'll be a pretty strong buff if they can do that.
Yeah. So I think that that's my hope is that they tune it so that it can beat Gamma. And then I don't think they're going to beat any of the brand new stuff, new Avengers or Nowhere. So they're not going to be able to touch
Infinity Watch level. Infinity Watch can't do that stuff. So,
but if they can beat everything from Gamma under, that's a very good, useful team.
That'll be good. Now, you mentioned a lot of the older players, they have this team built already. There were arena meta. There were meta all over the place for a while. What about newer players that don't already have them built? Is this more of a bone for players that already have them built, or should newer players or players that haven't invested in teams start investing in them now based on war?
You know, it depends on the rework. If they don't require Ebony Maw for the team to work, which I think is the intention.
He is a legendary. Yeah, newer players don't have access to that.
Yeah, I think
right away.
The intention was to make Thanos kind of more of a plug and play character.
Yeah.
So as long as they've held to that and they don't require Maw to be on the team, then I think it's something that new players could use to get through a lot of content.
Yeah, I mean, at least for Empowered, it doesn't seem like Maw is going to be needed for that. So
hopefully. Requiring Maw like screws up everything, because what do you got to build for them? Like Inhumans,
yeah. And then for Black Bolt, you got to build your Asgardians, which you're going to build anyway. There's a lot of good Asgardians, but Inhumans, you got to build up Yo-Yo and Crystal and Karnak. Yeah.
And where's our rework on Yo-Yo and Quake for Coulson and Mockingbird? Where's our Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. team?
All right, we got a full Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. team. I don't think they're going to bring any other characters like the Cavalry and things like that, but that are in the game, they could do something. And maybe we were talking about this offline, you know, maybe not a tag, like a team in the game, but maybe an event like the Nowhere Heist. That would be pretty cool. Just give them some relevancy. Would be nice. I like that. I like that idea that you had. This update also brought Nexus Chapter 3 and 4. Some of the rewards on these nodes have been updated. I didn't notice too much of these updated rewards, I guess because I'm still low on a lot of my stuff here. What did you think of these new Nexus chapters? I do like the Titania farmable node has some of these gold orbs. So it's a character that we're actually using instead of farming like She-Hulk and things like that. And the node for Union Jack has these training orbs. So again, another newer character that we could farm. So I do like that they did these. Other than that, it's good. I'm glad they added this stuff, but I want more characters. What do you think of these Nexus chapters?
Yeah, it's interesting. I actually would prefer they had those gold orb shards and training orb shards on like some gear piece nodes instead, because you're eventually going to 7-star both of those characters.
That's true. That's why they did that. That's why they did that.
Yeah, it's not a good thing to have those with the character shards, but like Union Jack and Titania are kind of, I don't know. I feel like they're leaving the meta.
They're not going to give us formal characters or meta characters. They want us to buy those. They're going to wait till they're out. And Titania's still sort of in the meta. Masters of Evil is still very, very good in Crucible.
You could give us a farmable Kestrel. Like, I don't think about myself when I think about node farmable. I think about new players.
Yeah, that's good.
And yeah, I would prefer to see, Kestrel just become node farmable than
instead of maybe one of these pieces of gear that we're getting a lot of it in our challenges.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's okay. I'm glad they still do it. Farmability is good. The completionist in me wants to get those characters up to 7-stars. I'm still currently using them. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that Titania and Union Jack meta. They're just like, they're not exciting When I get another star on them, I'm not going to rejoice. I'm going to go, oh, okay, that's done.
Yeah, you need them. You need them for the raids. You need Titania for the Crucible, but yeah. Right. They're not the more exciting team, I agree.
Yeah.
All right. You know what is exciting, though? New tower mode is coming. Sword Satellite, 40 floors, each having up to 10 enemies. These floors will prove more of a challenge than Avengers Tower, but the satellite has more checkpoints to prevent falling for. Climb as many floors as possible, earn milestones, and complete the leaderboard rewards. Now, there may or may not have been a version of this on the test server. Hypothetically speaking, if there was something like this on the test server that you tried out, what would your thoughts be? Fully hypothetical thoughts on this, Mr. Hargrave, because
it's all
hypothetical thoughts right now.
I mean, hypothetically, I might be one of the only guys to play it.
Yeah.
Hypothetically.
Expand on that. What do you mean by that?
Well, I just don't think a lot of people like the tower. So I think if, you know, they did give access to it for someone to test it, there might be very few people for to actually test it. And so everybody else who was maybe chiming in on it might not know what the hell they're talking about, which would be interesting, wouldn't it?
All right. So 10 enemies, so almost like a raid instead of just like a blitz. How do you think that's going to play out? How much challenge is that going to be? And how good do you think the rewards are going to be? Only 40 floors instead of 100 floors, more checkpoints. So obviously losing, we're not penalized as much for that. Excited? What is your hype level for this, Mr. Hargrave?
I'm always excited about Tower. I miss Tower. I don't know why it doesn't run more often. It actually hurts my channel. Or it hurts me as a content creator. I don't know if it hurts my channel because people don't even like tower videos. They like it when I put that video out that says like total BS. Oh. And I just kind of yell into the camera for 10 minutes. They love that.
Oh,
but as
nice.
Far as tower content, I feel like I'm alone. It's for me because I like just playing the game and talking about the game and mechanics and stuff. That's what I enjoy doing.
Yeah.
But I don't get to do that very often with this game. So the tower gives me a chance to do that. As far as them putting 10 enemies on a node instead of 5, I'm not so sure that that's going to work out good for us.
Okay. What do you foresee as a problem with that?
I see them being much more lazy about how they design the floors instead of creative. Yeah,
Scopely, game designers being really, come on, Mr. Hargrave.
That's why I think it's an easy out. Take this team, add one character to it, and oh, now it's different. Except, is it really? I think I missed the creativity of the old tower where we had like the double Zemos on there and just things that were really, I think multiple characters are more interesting than more characters. Like if you take Infinity Watch and add, you know, Star-Lord to it, how different is it? It's not. It's not different at all, really. Gamora hits a little harder. That's it. You know, I don't know.
Well, what do you think of you know, you said people aren't really interested in Tower, but that was Avengers Tower. You think that people are going to be more interested in the Sword Satellite version of Tower? Because this is a totally different name, Mr. Hargrave. I see nothing about Avengers Tower. More of a challenge than Avengers Tower. So you think more people are going to be interested in it now that it's more challenging?
Oh, yeah. The players of Marvel Strike Force love a challenge.
Yes.
They love restrictions, too, don't they?
Yeah. What do you think there's going to be restrictions? Because in a hypothetical version on a test server, they may have been some restrictions. You know, obviously this is very hypothetical. Do you think when this game mode comes, there will be restrictions, or will it be more like that hypothetical, or will it be not like that hypothetical version?
If there were hypothetically restrictions, the amount of man baby crying might have been so massive that they may have removed all those restrictions.
You think the game would have burned down if there were restrictions on this game mode, Mr. Hargrave?
That is exactly the kind of doom and gloom that would have been preached. I'm almost dead.
I think I agree. So I'm glad whatever hypothetical version we have in our heads is hopefully not going to be released in this game like this. All right.
I mean, hypothetically, I think it would have been fine, but okay.
Maybe. I don't know, because it's all hypothetical at this point. We got a good change here. We got some bookmarking items. Find your essential items with ease. Now bookmark up to 50 specific pieces of gear, character shards, ISO 8 crystals to easily search for your item location. Find the bookmarks in the top right corner supply section. I like this feature. Now, there's been some talk that there's some conspiracy theories that, oh, when you bookmark this, this stuff's not going to show up. I've had this augmented cytoplasm show up all the time. Miasma showed up a couple times. Astral energy showed up like 5 times since I bookmarked it. And this update hasn't been out very long. And this other stuff shows up at kind of the same rate. What do you think of this bookmark feature? I like it, but what do you think of the conspiracy theory around, oh, it's going to not drop these pieces because you've bookmarked it?
You see, this is something I learned a lot about once I became a content creator and started interacting with some of our higher level community influencers. And I'm not talking about content creators. I'm talking about people who get in the ear of content creators.
Yeah.
And in particular, what I'm referring to here is the guy that came up with seed theory was a nut. Okay. Totally unhinged. He's not a content creator. I'm not throwing shade at another content creator. I'm talking about the guy that came up with this and kept talking about it and talking about it and convincing people that this was true.
I thought it was a content creator that quit and came back.
No, the guy that was in his ear.
Okay.
These, like I said, these community influencers that like want to feed this stuff to content creators. And I would urge content creators to come up with your own thoughts, do your own research, and put out good information instead of crap like seed theory and whatever this is, because there's nothing to this at all. We even have a statement directly from Boundless, which I know a lot of people are like, well, you can't trust Boundless. Well, if that's the case, then stop playing their game every day, you weirdo. You know, at what point do you have to take some accountability yourself for playing?
All right. I don't believe in that seed theory. I think they get it. What do you think of this feature, though? This seed theory, not the seed theory conspiracy, that all that aside.
I love this feature.
I think it's great as well. Amazing. I like this. I don't have to go searching for this stuff. Yes. And when I have something here that I want, it has a red dot next to it, making sure I have to check. I think this is a great thing.
I love it.
Yeah, and I haven't noticed an effect on this one way or the other. I don't think it's increased it or decreased it. I think it's exactly the same. Speaking of my limited experience and not taking meticulous notes, things like that.
Let me just throw out, they're incredibly lazy. They told us for a very long time that this wasn't possible. Here it is. Really think they did extra effort to make it adjust drop rates? Get real.
When you put it that way, I'm even more convinced that there's no conspiracy by that. Yeah, when you take in the laziness factor, there's no way they'd added anything that changes the drop rates and things like that. But you know what I thought would never be fixed, Mr. Hargrave? This. The calendar popping up every single time I open the game. Now, it still does it when I open it on my LD player it does it once a day for my iOS device, but it's not multiple times per day on each device. So it's good. What do you think of this? This is my favorite part of this update. Only seeing the calendar once a day instead of every time I log in. And that was for, I think, all of 2023. I don't remember how far back that went. What do you think of this bug getting fixed?
Yeah, that was like a year long bug. That was a tough one. No, but yeah, they can't fix that. But they've embedded all this hidden code to adjust your drop rates depending on what you favorite.
Man, oh yeah, you're a little cynical today, Mr. Harker.
Totally buy it. Yeah. No, I don't like that tinfoil hat stuff. I'm like, we got enough problems in this game. We don't have to make them up.
The one bug that I noticed, the game does seem a little slower. It's a little more laggy. Is it like that for you? I've seen other people say there's something with it. It seems a little slower.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I really noticed it on BlueStacks. I like every session that I have with BlueStacks when I go to make videos, it crashes like 6 times.
Ugh.
It's crazy. It just crashes.
I've been using LD Player. That's been a little better for me.
That's good. I mean, it's still bad. I want to see them make a PC client. I don't know. Did you see the thing where allegedly there was a survey that was strongly hinting that they might be developing a PC client?
I did not see the survey, no.
True. It's true. Allegedly, something should change. But yeah,
as long as it doesn't take dev hours away from other features that I want them to add and other things I want them to add, that's fine. I think that's good. That's fine.
My theory has been is it would help lure talent to their company because developers want to work on new exciting projects. They don't want to work on 5-year-old game frameworks with tons of bugs in them. So being able to develop a web portal for a game would be a lot of kind of exciting new work that they could use new technology to do. Yeah. And that would help draw people into their company and actually make the game better. So I think a PC client makes sense for different reasons. So I hope they do it.
I hope so too. Now we got some other quality of life changes that are coming during this update, not in the game yet. I'm excited about this one. This is a big annoyance I've had in the game since launch. How we select our squads. Mm-hmm. Instead of 1, 2, 3, 4, it goes 3, then 4, then 2, then 5, then 1. And that's how we select our squads. Now, when this change goes live, and I'm curious to see how this works, because I did not see this on a test server, we could drag and drop characters exactly where we want. I'm assuming we could also switch the location. How big is this?
That's actually pretty great. If they can manage to make that work, which I assume they think they can, then that would be a really nice change.
It's only taking them 5 years, Mr. Hargrave. You don't have confidence that this is going to work?
No, but I mean, look at auto raid launch.
Your doubt is justified, by the way.
We had auto raid launch for like a couple of days, and then it was broken so bad we haven't seen it since.
Oh, that's supposed to be back as well. That's another quality of life change that's supposed to be back. It's supposed to be working. I don't know when it was gone and when it disappeared. I'm not a leader or a captain.
Is this around for very long at all?
How long was this in the game, and how long did they? How long was this game? A couple weeks?
The problem was it was like launching raids that didn't exist. It was eating up your raid key. It would launch the wrong difficulty of raids. It was just all kinds of messed up.
Oh man. Okay.
It's bad.
I hope it is working properly when it comes back. It's supposed to be coming back sometime during the update, and I hope it's working properly, because that's bad. Using up extra raid keys, things like that. That's not fun.
You know, you go ahead and drag and drop in your zombie juggernaut, and it just replaces it with juggernaut when it comes time for the fight. So that'd be fun. You don't know who you're going to get. It's like a box of chocolates.
I love it. It's a new raid every day. You don't know. You might be going to recruit you, but you might struggle. I know.
It's a randomness. You drop in some characters, it's just going to give you some other characters.
Hey, you know what else is very, very random, Mr. Hargrave? The spawn on Node 5 in Pestilence, because Morgan Le Fay's Scourge event is back. The first time we did this, I reset this Node 5 so many times. I'm hearing Dorky made a video that you could just do 4 nodes, get that 1.5 with all these scourges turned on. So that's what I think I'm going to do. I'm going to avoid that Node 5. What do you think of this coming back, and also coming back without with the leaderboard? They said that we are supposed to come back without the leaderboard. We're getting all of these one more time. Some of these are pretty easy. This Morgan Le Fay one is probably the hardest and most annoying. What do you think of this coming back?
Yeah, this is one of those videos I put out with the total BS thing that everybody likes so much. And yeah, it was a good rant about Web Warriors, because the problem here is they made a bad decision over a year ago to make Web Warriors required on nodes 5 and 10.
Yeah.
We didn't like it at the time. No. And I think it would work better with the new way they're doing it. Like, if you could enable the Web Warriors raid traits, then this wouldn't be so bad at all.
True.
But having to use them the way they are, like, I'm really surprised they didn't just do that simple change for us. Just throw on a pack. Make it worth like 40 points, enable all the raid traits. I mean, who knows how it would affect the other nodes, but the other nodes are so easy. I think even if you have characters on there that would benefit from it, or you could make it offense only, just make it we're sorry, we are still using Web Warriors trait. That could be the name of it. We're sorry.
Now, enables this community all seems to get angry about every little change that's made. Do you think they're hesitant to make that change because players like you and me, we went through those horribleness of these nodes. We both up our Web Warriors, and we don't have to do that anymore. I don't mind them doing that. I want new players to get more stuff. I want them to catch up to where I'm at. Yeah. Do you think that they avoided this because of the potential backlash of, oh, you changed it?
No, I just don't think they're ready to do it. I don't think they know how to do it. I think they're having issues. Maybe they haven't even had the meeting yet about it. I don't know where they're at in the development cycle of this, but it's going to be a big change, because what I believe the idea is that they're going to take all 4 of the old scourges, make them permanent in the game, and then you're going to have to get certain point levels to be able to get, you know, the 3 stars, the 4 stars, the 5 stars, 6 stars, 7 stars.
That sounds like what was described in the blog. Now, I don't remember them saying it's permanent, but that does sound like the, you know, get this points, that's the star level you get. That sounds like how it was in the blog. Do you think it's going to be additive, though, or you need to reach certain thresholds to get to the next star level? Like, let's say 1.6 is going to get you a 7 star, 1.4 will get you a 6 star, things like that. What do you think is going to, how do you think that's going to be structured when it does come to the game?
I think it'll be like the way the very old legendaries work. So it'll be like, basically build your web warriors to this level so you can get this many points. And then you get this Morgan Le Fay.
So you need to build all these characters to a certain level.
Well, no, I mean, to get the points. It's all about the points. So, I mean, if you can find a way to get 1.5 million points with the 300K web warriors, you go for it. But most of us are going to need, you know, like a tier 15, tier 16 web warriors to be able to pull a 1.5 million score, which I don't want new players to have to do. So I hope they figure something out before they do that.
Additive shards is the solution? Because for the current iteration of these scourges, it's additive, the shards that we're getting, not reaching certain thresholds.
I mean, maybe that's why they're holding off on it, because right now it doesn't matter how big your web warriors are. You can adding the shards.
Yeah.
But once they make it permanent, they have to make it something where even a new player can come in and know what the goal is. They've never really fixed that for the old legendaries, though. Like we were talking about earlier in this video, like, what do you do as a new player if you want to get Ebony Maw? Are you really going to build up in humans? That sucks.
Well, the good thing, those legendary events are so old, you don't need to build them too big in comparison to some of the tunes nowadays that we require, but you still need those stars on them to get that. So I don't know. Hopefully they figured out the solution, but I think you might be right. Figure out what they're going to do with these stars, how they're going to make it. It's going to be additive, cumulative, things like that. I don't know if they've figured that part out. We have an event going on right now, an alliance-based event where it's based on an individual game mode. And people have had a problem with this for a long time. I have a problem with this. Some people just aren't into Cosmic Crucible. And if you have one of those members in your alliance, even though they're kicking butt in every other game mode that you need them to, these kind of events are not going to be good. As you can see, our alliance is pretty engaged, but I know not every alliance is engaged like that. What do you feel on this current event? And what do you feel on these alliance-wide events based on individual game modes moving forward?
Yeah, as soon as I saw this one, I instantly gave them the note that this is where you limit would come into play. Yeah. If you limited the points, you have to adjust the point totals as well. But whatever they wanted you to get, they could have limited this. They could have made it so that if they want to do it as wins, it's
battles instead of wins.
Battles instead of wins would have been amazing.
And then limit the points so it adds up. So you can't be going in and losing and getting those battles. It's just put a cap on it. That's how I think a lot of people want it to be structured. Why do you think they're still doing events like this, even though we complain so much about these type of events? And then they react so quickly with some little complaints that aren't even that important. And then they change whole events. Why do you think they haven't changed this type of structure yet?
I don't know. It wasn't because they weren't told about it, because I definitely told them about it. I told them about it before the event went live. I have a feeling that feedback was listened to. And then, I don't know, I guess disregarded. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know. We've given a lot of feedbacks, especially about this next type of event that's going on. That's coming up, actually. It's not going on right now, but it is coming up maybe as you are watching this. But as of recording this, we're still waiting on this Strange Divination Mockingbird. And this is based on Blitz battles. If we look at the web chart, some of the rewards got upgraded, but it's just these two right here for the crack is milestone 19 and 20. But this is based on Blitz, and that brings up one of the other problems that we've been mentioning in the game for a while: save squads. Because right now we have 51 teams in the game, yet we only have 50 save squads. This has been brought up to the devs patch after patch after patch. We are finally at this threshold and we still don't have these save squads. So what do you think about this event? And what do you think about them running this kind of Blitz based event a week after we've already had a Blitz grindy event? And not enough save squads this time.
Yeah. So this is another thing we had a conversation around. They're definitely aware of it. And fixing it permanently is hard for them. And they are working towards it. and they are going to do another like 10 squads or whatever before they do the permanent fix. I don't know when they're going to do that. They need to do it right now. So I don't know about that. As far as having another hardcore blitz event after the last one, I do not love that at all. However, it will give people a chance to directly compare 1 hour cooldown blitzing to 2 hour cooldown blitzing. We can all remember what the last one was like. This one should be better.
Now, we talked about this briefly in the beginning. What do you think this is going to be permanent? Because when I saw this, I'm like, ooh, this is good. But I think this is going to be a test. Because they never said this is going to be how Blitz is going to run forward. If they make a lot of money and there's a lot of positive feedback, I think this is going to be permanent. If they don't make a lot of money and there's a lot of negative feedback, I think they're going to revert this back to 2 hours. What is the benefit of only being 1 hour cooldowns, Mr. Hargrave?
Yeah, I honestly don't think it's going to be a money thing. But the benefit here is that, and I know a lot about this because I've been hardcore blitzing now for 5 years, if you can believe it. Even back when it was manual blitz, I was doing it hardcore.
I did that for about 3 years, and then I was like, yeah, only certain things I'm going to blitz hard on after that because we don't have character releases like we used to in Blitz.
Yeah. So it hasn't been as big of, it's been for events mostly now. And there's been a few character releases. But here's the thing with 2 hour cooldowns. Okay. You start blitzing at like 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, the reset's at 8. So it's a little weird there anyways. So like, it's really hard not to lose a blitz rotation in your first day, but let's go off a regular day. So it starts at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You got 8, that's 1 blitz rotation, 2 blitz rotations at 10 o'clock. Now, this is me on the Eastern Standard Time, which is probably the worst one to kind of blitz in, but it is what it is. There's a lot of time zones around. Now, this promotes me to stay up until midnight to get in a third blitz rotation, because then the next day, I've got to get in 5 more blitz rotations. Let's say I wake up at like 8 o'clock, and then it's 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock. So then I have from 4 until like 5 o'clock when it resets or whatever to start blitzing again. Maybe I have at most like 4 hours between 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock. And this is if I don't miss any rotations whatsoever and blitz through working hours, blitzing through meal times, working hours, my entire life. Now, if we change that down to 1 hour blitz cooldowns, and if I start blitzing at 8 o'clock, I can do that at 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, I don't have to stay up until midnight, and I can already be halfway done with all of my blitzing for the day. And then I have until 8 o'clock the next day to get in the other 4 rotations with only an hour cooldown in between. It gives you much more flexibility on when you blitz. It doesn't change how much blitzing, just how much flexibility you have.
The simple way to put that, it takes 8 hours to max out your rotations than 16 hours, you know? So if you get more than 8 hours of sleep, you could do this during the day. You could do this multiple times. I like this. I hope this is a change that stays. Now, some people are complaining. They like that 2 hour advantage because not everybody's going to be as grindy as them. And they want that advantage over other people. They're the ones that can stay up 16 hours. Other people can't. What is your comment for people that wanted this 2 hours advantage? Because they have the time to do it. Right. Do you have a comment for anybody that wanted this to be remain at 2 hours?
That is literally me as well. So I know that I've been receiving an advantage for 5 years because I'm able to blitz more than anybody else. However, my life has been destroyed by it. So no, I don't think we should hold to that.
Because you're doing good as someone firsthand who's had his life destroyed by blitzing, 1 hour is better.
Yeah, come on, guys. Like, just because you're doing good in a video game doesn't mean you're doing good in real life. And the game mode is designed to let everyone be competitive. Like, that's what kind of opened the door to this, by the way, to kind of peel back the curtain, is when they told me that this game mode, Blitz, was designed so it gave normal players a chance against higher level players. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't really have a chance if they have a job or anything to do during the day. So I said, well, you got to let them interact with it as much as anyone else to have that advantage in the first place. So this makes the game mode very more fair to everybody involved, including the people who think they have an unfair advantage, because at the end of the day, you don't. We're not doing these things on leaderboards anymore. We're not really doing character releases through leaderboards.
The last one had a leaderboard.
The last one had a leaderboard.
Yeah, it did.
In any case, you're still not getting it because the guys that win those leaderboards drop like, you know, $400 on offers. So unless you're doing that.
Well, winning the leaderboard last time was pretty hard, but getting into like the top 2% to get some Armory 18 orbs wasn't that bad.
Yeah. And it'll be about the same this time. You might have to interact with Blitz a little more than you would. But anyways, if you like this change, go to my channel. It's on the community tab. Vote there and I'll make sure the developers see that. I know they already ran a poll on the Marvel Strike Force player's voice, and the people that like this were vastly outweighing the people.
Oh yeah, I think this is good. Being able to get all eight rotations in, if I want to, is a good thing. One thing that we were supposed to get is a new Alpha Raid. And we've talked about this before we started recording, how they pivoted on this a little too hard. My thinking was, this is good, that we're getting more rewards, that we're getting more stuff. However, building up the teams that we saw in the data mines, the Web Warriors, the Axemen, would not have been good because the data mine said that you need your characters at gear 16, you need these characters at gear 16. They take some pretty bad uniques as far as what other characters would need. What are your feelings about this Alpha Raid not being updated? They want to make the rewards feel more valuable. What do you think about them not releasing Alpha Raid 5 now, getting us those rewards? Because the Gamma Raid 5, 60%, even 30%, the rewards are better than 100% of 4. So would you like this here now, or do you want to see what changes they make before it's released to the game?
All right, yeah, and we might have to get a little spicy here because they mentioned our name again. They threw us under the bus again for a decision that, you know, I don't know. I don't know what they're talking about. They say envoys in the player voice movement. Now, I can't speak towards the player voice movement, but I can say that I didn't say anything about this. And I don't know anyone that you know who's watching this video, most likely you don't know those people either. So when we're talking about envoys, we're not talking about, you know, Mobile Gamer. We're not talking about Valley Flying. We're not talking about me.
Or Dorky.
So I don't know.
It wasn't Dorky.
So I don't know. I don't know why there were such hard pushback on this. This is a logical progression of the system. Now, if they wanted to have some kind of crazy requirement for it, that could have led towards... a lot of reactionary.
Do you think that gear 16, an older team like the Web Warriors and a Axemen, would have been a crazy gear requirement?
I think tier 16 on Web Warriors is something a lot of people have already done.
I already did that in the past, but I wouldn't be building up now for this, for these gamma rates for that.
But it's not really for us either. It's for people who, you know, are at the end game, are probably spending a lot of money if we're talking about being the tip of the spear. Now, should there be adjustments to it? Like, yeah, probably. Should it be Web Warriors should it be like Spider-Verse instead of Web Warriors, for instance? That'd be cool.
Mutants instead of Axemen.
Instead of Astonishing X, because Astonishing X.
Well, Destiny would be too easy. Destiny would be too easy, but maybe Hero Mutants or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But are those tanks even on the Alpha Raid? What's on the Alpha Raid?
Right now, nothing. On Alpha Raid 4, there's nothing. We got three lanes here. We got the Global, like the Cosmic, and the City. Yeah, that's what we got in Alpha Raids right now.
I don't know why we're talking about other teams anyways.
Because that's what the data mine mentioned, and I think that's what they did actually have planned, which is why we have this announcement here. So, I think they did actually have that plan. What was in the data mines?
You see, this is the thing, man. We're not even being talked to like an adult on this, so it's hard for us to weigh in on it. And maybe that's where I want to end on this topic. When you say envoys, I don't think envoys had enough information to even help out with this. If somebody
we had the data mine. We didn't get anything firsthand. Nothing on the test server. Yeah. Nothing proposed to us. Just the data mine, and they made the change based on that.
So yeah, I really wish they would stop throwing us under the bus on this. I mean, I know you had Mobile Gamer on here. He was going through the roof about this. I can't believe they did it so soon after. They were like, we gave him so much heat for like, please leave us out of your decisions. And if you're
what he gave him. The Alpha Raids was not what he gave him heat on.
Oh yeah, no, I know that.
It was something worse than.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. This kind of wording in the blog, though, when you're going to like name check, Envoys did this, please make sure we actually did this.
You're entirely right. The feedback that we gave them is based on data mines. And I don't think I gave them any feedback. I made a video about it announcing it to the players, but I don't think I gave them any feedback on this. So yeah, this is not totally accurate. All right, Mr. Hargrave, it is finally time. Kang is finally going to be going into the orbs. Now, he's been out for a while. We're also getting Photon and Ms. Marvel going into the basic, ultimate, mega, premium, and the supply store. But Kang finally going to the supply store, which means that players will finally get a chance to get some Kang shards with their rewards from our premium or blitzes, things like that. What do you feel this does for new players? How much do you think this helps them, or does it not help them enough?
Oh, I think having Kang in the premium orbs is really, really good. Kang is a very, very good character. So I'm very excited that he is a part of the premium orb now, because we get a lot of premium.
When it is soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't open your premium orbs, guys. He's not there yet.
No. Make sure he's there. Never open any orbs without checking the drop rates ever.
Yeah, look for this inbox, because as of us recording this, he's not been announced yet. He may have been announced as of you watching this, but as of recording this, he's not out yet.
Yeah, I'm still sitting on like 600 premium orbs, so it's gonna be I'm probably gonna wait. Okay, I'm waiting on like the rest of Secret Defenders to go into the premium orbs, and then I believe I'm gonna open the stash.
Oh, you're not gonna wait for new Avengers for the next legendary unlock team?
I don't think I care enough about new Avengers, and that's waiting so long.
It's not the new Avengers. It's whatever this new legendary is going to be, because I don't really care about a war team either, but I want the character. I don't even know what character it is. I don't want it.
Yeah, here's the thing with that. It's like, you only need to build up that featured team so big. It's probably going to be another section that really needs like the mega power. Like, I know a lot of people last time around are getting very big scores with like very small nowhere teams. You didn't need this amazingly large nowhere team. You just needed to have it built.
So are you like talking for the unlock or for one of the top rewards, though?
No, for one of the top scores. Like, the nowhere team was so good that it didn't need to be that big. So I don't think having lots of stars on new Avengers is going to help you get a bigger.
There's a little difference, though. You could just build up Nova and Nora team's going to be good, because that's another legendary character. Yeah. There's no legendary character. There's no standout character on this team, which makes me fear we may need to build them. So I'm probably going to wait till new Avengers are in this before I start opening my Ultimates and my Megas and things like that. From now, I'm probably going to save them for at this point.
I just want Kang. I want more Kang. Kang's good.
I want Kang, and I want whatever that next legendary is.
You know what? We definitely waited too long on this one. I can back down on the nodes, but this one, Kang is really no longer arena meta. He just kind of got pulled out. And so what does Kang do now? Kang is and he's not part of the new tech raid team. So Kang is a cosmic crucible attack that's incredibly easy to win.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I like it.
So Kang is no longer that great, but he's good for new players.
Kang is good. I still see him in arena now, every now and then. Not every single team, but every now and then I see him.
On defense?
Yes, sometimes.
Wow, that's sad. He doesn't get any of the speed modifiers on defense. He's like,
not with Apocalypse there. No, he doesn't.
That's a very bad idea. But he's very good on...
Don't tell that to people in my arena, Star. Don't tell that to them, Stargrave. All right, this.
He's the best defensive arena character ever.
All right, and more data mines to get upset about, Mr. Hargrave. I know you're so happy about the other ones that get everybody upset. Now we got ones that indicate that there may be 6-star requirement for something. Now, this talks about incursion energy used to launch incursion campaign missions. And what this says here requires Pegasus or Rebirth only, or color. And if we go down here to some of these other ones, if we see this, it says ID incursion chapter 3, 6 red. It says red right here, stars, or something character, skill characters only. So what do you make from this? I know there's been a lot of speculation, All of it's speculation, though, because this is data mines. And as we've seen recently with these alpha raids, data mines can be changed on the fly. You think this is something that's going to go into the game Red Star requirements, or is just this the devs testing out something, putting it on data mines, seeing what the community's reaction is going to be?
I don't think they're going that far about it. I just think that it's they've colored. Oh, yeah,
the laziness factor. You're right. There's too much work for that. All right.
You got to count that in. I mean, look. All right. If not lazy, they're busy. Okay, they're doing a lot. It's a massive game.
Understaffed, not lazy.
Yeah, that's
understaffed is a better. Yeah,
Everybody's understaffed. There's no company in America that's fully staffed. All right, so we're looking at this. It looks like all we're looking at here, in my educated opinion, is the requirements for the showcase.
This showcase event for the Pegasus as well. That's what I thought, because it is mentioned.
Maybe they've colored
it. Is mentioned up here in a data mine, a similar data mine here across Infinity.
I don't think this means they're requiring 6 red on anything.
Now the other thing, it says 6 red stars or something characters. So do you think this is give us more options to bring in? You know, if we have certain amount of red stars on characters, we can bring these in to this showcase, and then we could also bring skill characters. Do you think it's going to work like that? Because the or is what's making me like, doesn't look like a requirement. It's like either or is what I'm seeing here within these data mines. But of course, these are data mines, and it's not totally clear what's going on with it.
What's funny about this is that this showcase event, the last showcase event was so boring. There was like no reason to even talk about it. This one is going to be even more boring than that.
And are you talking the current one for the new Avengers or the last one for the Invaders? Bifrost was the last one, right?
Bifrost showcase event was so mind-numbingly boring on all aspects of it.
I don't think I did that one. I think I did the Rebirth and the Invaders. I don't think I did the Bifrost, and I'm not doing the new Avengers either.
The Invaders one was very interesting because it was the first time they ran it, and the rewards were very relevant. And it would help you get a large apocalypse very early if you invested into it. So that one was really cool. The Bifrost one was a snooze fest. Plus, I want to also point out, in the first time in Marvel Strike Force history, the writing on that story was actually pretty good.
Oh, that's awesome. I know a lot of people like the story. I haven't read any of the stories in Marvel Strike Force. I don't know any of the lore at all, but I know some people are into that. So if it's a good story, that's good.
The Invaders one was actually like, I don't know, it was all right. It wasn't nice. The worst thing I ever sat through. The Bifrost one was horrid and everything about it sucked and it was boring. At one point, they started just putting 5 characters on the nodes that you could one-shot with Cloak. Like, that was literally a thing. Like, the game design was so uninspired and so slapped together that you could just run in there with Cloak, hit the ultimate, and the entire node was done. It didn't even have a second wave.
Well, Mr. Hardwood, we just said they're understaffed. They can't bother to make fun nodes and stuff like that when they have to worry about stars, red star requirements, things like that.
We're making up all this content on this game mode that at the end of the day is going to be like a non-issue, like a non-thing. And the only people that are going to need to worry about these high level requirements are people that are buying, you know, spending hundreds of dollars on this team anyways. They probably have 6 red stars on the whole team. So even if you did require 6 red stars, they have them and they're not worried about it and they're not crying about it.
All right. And hopefully these data mines aren't as bad as everybody is thinking, Mr. Hargrave. Hopefully it's just for like that showcase event for this new Pegasus team or something like that. But it's not for any major content, and especially not for that new mode that is coming to Marvel Strike Force. Any other final thoughts in this update or anything in the game that dropped this past week?
Yeah, 1 hour blitz cooldowns, everybody. Go to my channel community section. Tell the developers that you like them, and then maybe we get to keep them. I'm really hoping they stick around. I'm looking forward to a week of not horrible blitzing.
Quality of life, my friends. That is good. 8 hours instead of 16, I think that's a win. And we have to sim these teams instead of playing full battles. I hope they make that correction and give us some more safe squads very, very soon, because that's not a huge issue, but it's annoying to me. So that is it. Any other issues you guys have, let me know in the comments. And if you want to check out what are the best teams in Crucible right now, offense, defense, make sure you check out the video there. Make sure you check out Mr. Hartgrave's videos as well. And I will see you guys next time. Thanks for watching. Are you ready for a fist bump, Mr. Hartgrave?
I'm ready.
Oh, there it is. Hulk fist bump, Valley Fight, Mr. Hartgrave out. Have a great day, guys.